1.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number 2 of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. And we continue talking to Kurt in Michigan, who had just called in toward the end of the hour, and we didn't quite get a chance to get into the discussion. And you had brought up, an issue that Mark and I were discussing a few days ago on the program about, Mark, you said you'd jump through whatever hoop was necessary in order to get your son back if the government stole him from you. And I sort of took you to task on that particular
claim. Yeah, you're acting like a jackass.
And I was, curious as to, you know, if you'd sign statements that said you would obey them or pay them or whatever, and you pretty much, you do whatever it is they wanted you to do, right?
Yep.
Okay. And, Kurt, your thoughts on that?
Well, it's just I found it kind of strange because, you know, we try to live by a doctrine of self-interest and a lack of collectivism. And I thought it was strange that you would castigate Mark for not sacrificing for the liberty collective. You know, especially somebody else's.
That's not where I was coming from on that. I was coming from the issue of, well, he would go ahead and give up whatever sort of sovereignty he might have and sign the state's paperwork, essentially waiving any of his rights, whatever the state wanted to demand of him as far as waiving his rights were concerned. He would do those things in order to get his child back, as opposed to maybe waiting them out and not playing their game the way they wanted him to. It was more of a suggestion as to an alternate method to go about trying to get what you wanted, as opposed to, because there are ways to get things that you want, as far as if the state takes them from you or if the state is restricting your freedom. For instance, people have been arrested by the state. They wanted to get out of jail. They could have signed the bail paperwork and gotten out right then, but then they would have been agreeing to all the state's terms, and they
but
would be agreeing to
themselves.
Obey the state, whereas if they waited...
But that'd be for themselves and not for somebody else's life. And foster care is not, as we know, is not a very safe place for kids to be.
I understand.
So, you're talking about some very damaging, potentially damaging psychological issues that would follow this child for the rest of their life.
Yeah, and it's one thing to decide that I'm going to stay in jail in order to make a political statement.
Yeah.
I've done it before. I'm pretty sure I can handle it. It's another thing entirely to say that this most valuable thing that I have on the planet, and, you know, Jack is right. The most valuable thing I've got on the planet, by a long stretch, I'd be willing to give him over to the hands of the state, foster parents, things like that. I'm completely unwilling to do that. I would sooner get him back and leave the country and sell my house to a real estate agent and take the money and, you know, and live in Panama or wherever.
That would not be a sacrifice on Mark's part either, because a sacrifice is giving up nothing, something of value for nothing, whereas Mark has valued his life and his principles at less than what his child is, and he's willing to give that up to get his child back.
Yeah,
and that, for me, would be a good deal.
There you go, Kurt. I appreciate you pointing that out. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I guess that's the difference between a man who has a baby and a man who has a vasectomy.
I've got a vasectomy.
Well, and I don't have a baby.
Yeah.
So.
You know, Ian, I'll tell you that when you have kids, certain things within you change. That's all I can tell you. The way you look at certain things in life change. Wouldn't you say, Mark, if you...
Life is the same as it was, except I now have something that's more valuable to me than everything I own.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. You know, it's simply an issue of values, and I value Jack more than anything. That's
right.
All.
I'm just suggesting there might be ways to get Jack back into your possession without having to bow down to the state. That's all.
It's a gamble that I wouldn't be willing to take. And you'd be willing to give up your house in order to stand on the principle of not paying property taxes. Would you not?
I'd rather not. No, I'd rather not leave my house.
I prefer not to do that. But you'd
I'm
be
not
willing
to give up my house, no.
You'd be willing to...
They're going
to
have to throw me out.
Okay.
Physically,
but you'd
force.
Be willing to put yourself in the scenario of that happening. Rather than paying your property taxes, you'd be willing to get yourself in the scenario where they'd be willing to throw you out on the street. Because they won't throw you out on the street if you pay your property taxes, likely. It doesn't happen to very many people.
Mm-hmm.
You'd put yourself in that scenario so you don't value your house as much as you value those principles.
Yeah.
I value Jack more than I value those principles.
That makes sense. That's what you were telling us, and that's what I understood.
Yep.
800-259-9231. All right, so you guys during the break, Mark, you disappointed me, as you will, I'm sure, disappoint a number of your fans, by saying during the break that at this point, if you had to vote tomorrow, you would go out and vote for John McCain.
I would vote for McCain simply because of Sarah Palin. I would hope that McCain's blood pressure would, take the get the best of him. I mean, you see him; he's a red-faced guy. He's kind of angry. He's 70-something years old. Things don't look so good for the McCainster.
I have to ask. I mean, have you learned anything in the last 5 years of being on this program?
What are you talking about?
About politics and who these people are and what they're trying to do. Why would you give them your endorsement like that?
Endorsement. Endorsement is I endorse Sarah Palin and therefore John McCain.
That's what they see when you vote.
That's not what I'm saying. No.
That's what they see when you vote. They count it as an endorsement of their ideas.
Look, if a politician chooses to take my vote as an endorsement, that's what they have chosen to do. I simply vote in a lot of cases as self-defense.
Yeah, but that I don't think is a legitimate claim in this point on this part because you're not going to be defending yourself from anything. Either way, either way the election comes out, you'll end up being impoverished ever more. So how are you defending anything?
I consider Barack Obama, John McCain, and Joe Biden to be despicable people.
So you'll vote for him.
So who?
You're going to vote for John McCain.
I don't have any choices. Do you understand?
You have the choice to not vote for any of them.
Or write somebody in.
Right, and that's not voting for anyone.
Sure, but it's voting for your principles.
You're voting for your conscience, but apparently you don't have any principles, Mark. Or at least I thought you did, and maybe you don't.
I'm just telling you that it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, that when it comes down to...
It doesn't matter to me what you do.
There's not a principled person out there to choose from, so I'm writing someone in. You know as well as I do that you've said on the air that a write-in is of no point in a write-in at all, so why do it?
Well, if you're going to be there anyway, as you said you would, then it's just a symbolic gesture that allows you to still remain whole and complete inside yourself and
not have voted
for tyranny, Mark. You won't walk away with your hands dirty or bloody in this case.
Look, how am I voting for tyranny? I'm voting between two tyrants.
You're voting for tyranny, sir. You choose a tyrant. You voted for tyranny.
I've chosen one person who I believe to be more honest than the rest, and that's the best you can do with your vote. A vote is a strategic and personal thing. I am not recommending to anyone that they go out and vote for John McCain and Sarah Palin. I'm just simply saying that is what I would do today.
Well, then let's see what Daniel McCarthy has to say about it over at LouRockwell.com. When John McCain needed an appealing running mate who could charm independents while reassuring non-neoconservatives, he looked far beyond the swamp of the Potomac. He looked as far afield as was possible on a North American continent to Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, 44 years old, mother of five, anti-abortion and pro-moose hunting. This was going outside the Beltway in more than just the geographic sense. Palin was a supporter of Pat Buchanan in 1996, and earlier this year she had kind words for Ron Paul. She told MTV News, "He's a good guy. He's so independent. He's independent of the party machine. I'm like, right on, so am I." Or so she was. Whatever independence from the Republican machine Governor Palin may once have had ended as soon as she accepted John McCain's offer. That should have been obvious to all during her announcement speech on Friday, in which, in true McCain style, she whipped up a crowd of howling patrioteers with talk of 9/11, Iraq, and the surly Russian bear, while simultaneously pandering to feminists by promising to smash a glass ceiling. We'll be hearing a lot more of the same in weeks to come. Some limited government conservatives and even a few libertarians have let their hopes and their hormones do their thinking for them. And, in fact, Wayne, you said that she was hot during the break.
I don't find her in the least bit attractive.
Well, she's closer to my age.
One of my friends believes that deep down, Palin simply must be a Buchananite. She definitely can't be a neocon, but where's the evidence? She's anti-abortion, and Buchanan in 96 was the standard-bearer of the anti-abortion conservatives. Her support for him then tells us nothing about where she stands on other Buchananite issues, such as immigration, and her words since joining the McCain ticket make plain where she stands on matters of war and foreign policy. Her pumps are planted firmly next to John McCain, the man who wants to bomb, bomb, bomb Iran, keep troops in Iraq beyond any of our lifetimes, and bait Russia into a new Cold War. As for Ron Paul, he won't even endorse McCain. And yet, Mark, you are talking about going out and voting for this man. We'll continue, because of this woman, we'll continue talking about her in a few moments here. 800-259-9231. I thought you were a fan of Ron Paul. More on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
So my diet's progressing along. If you hadn't heard, many of my pants have ceased to fit. So I'm trying to take off 10 or 15 pounds. Going on diets isn't easy for me. If I try to skip a meal, I freak out. I swear it's some kind of blood sugar problem. And if I try to take any kind of stimulant, I freak out. This makes most diets and diet supplements unacceptable. But I've found a solution. Dex-C20. Dex-C20 is all natural. It doesn't have any stimulants. I just take it and go. I don't try to forbid myself any food. I haven't changed my exercise patterns, and I'm still losing weight. More than 4 pounds at last count. Dex-C20 is a two-pronged attack on fat. It's an appetite suppressant, and it reduces fat cell division and the resulting fat storage. You can find Dex-C20 at most drugstores like Walgreens, CVS, or GNC. Pick up a bottle of Dex-C20 in the gold box today, or just go to diet.freetalklive.com and start losing weight the easy way. Don't freak out. Take Dex-C20.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Here I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned. He says, "Wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately?" And I said, "Oh, of course. Woo, they're high." He says, "Yeah." He says, "What am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way anybody's going to buy my truck in this market. I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with 4 kids at home. I don't know what to do." I said, "Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob?" He said, "eFoodsDirect.com." I said, "Yep, call them at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now."
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy all those on us. And they include, by the way, the archive. So if you missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience, totally free at freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I.
All right, 800-259-9231. A few more thoughts here from LouRockwell.com on this Sarah Palin character who is managing to dupe all manner of people that believe in liberty into thinking that she has something in common with them, my co-host Mark being one of the primary victims of her wiles. Her pretty face, I guess, is
I
what
don't
is...
find her the least bit attractive.
Really? Is that right?
I really don't. I mean, okay. I think she's better looking than, say, Hillary.
Well,
but,
even Wayne finds her attractive, but Wayne knows better than to go and vote for these scumbags just because she might say a thing or two about an issue or two that just may ring a bell with you.
The way I see it is John McCain has put this pretty little doggy in the window for everyone to kind of gawk at and help him get elected. But if he does get elected president, she'll get locked off in an office someplace, and they'll let her out if she's willing to toe the party line.
We should give credit to McCain. I mean, it really was a brilliant move because it has resulted in people like Mark, who should know better, essentially salivating now and talking about voting for this guy when he previously would never have even considered doing such a thing. So it's a great, I think, counterpoint to like the Bob Barr campaign or something like that. Not that you would have voted for Barr either, Mark, but there are a lot of people out there that, you know, might now, instead of voting for Barr or writing in Ron Paul, they might be tricked into believing that something's different about this woman, and then that, you know, tricked into thinking there's a chance she could have any sort of influence, even if there was something different about her, which there may not be, and therefore go and vote for her.
Wait a second. Would you vote for John McCain if he picked Ron Paul as his running
mate? No.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Would you?
Yeah.
You're a sucker.
Okay.
Well, first of all, Ron Paul wouldn't accept John McCain's
nomination.
Oh,
you don't get to speak for Ron Paul. I'm simply putting a fictitious scenario.
Well, I can't speak for Ron Paul, but I do know that Ron Paul won't endorse John McCain. So why in the hell would he endorse him by joining his campaign?
He might consider endorsing him by if he was given the Veep slot.
But you know what? Ron Paul probably feels he can do more in the Congress than he could as in a sort of a neutered VP slot where they lock him off in an office and he doesn't get to do much.
How in the world is that? Could that possibly be possible? In the VP, the maverick representative that he is, he's not. You know, he's getting voted 534 to 1.
You're really off in the realm of fantasy now. I mean, because that's not even a legitimate possibility. Let's continue here with the article.
So you say. I mean, you cannot say that Ron Paul did not turn down the Veep slot from McCain here. So, I mean, you know, you don't know what
it was. It wasn't offered to
him. How do you know that?
Whatever.
You're just talking. You're calling me crazy.
If it was offered, then he definitely turned it down because he's not the VP, okay? So let's continue. Anyway, as the article points out here, Ron Paul won't even endorse McCain, and if Ms. Palin felt any degree of sympathy with the Ron Paul revolution, she would not be working to elect the man who's the antithesis of almost everything that Dr. Paul believes in. Yet, suppose Palin really were a deep-cover crypto-paleo, and that given the chance, she would govern differently than the man at the top of her ticket. What are the odds that she would ever have that opportunity? After 4 years on the inside of the McCain administration, Palin will not be identified with reform. She won't even be a fresh face anymore. She'll have had 4 years of constant pressure from within the administration to conform to McCain and the neocons, and if she somehow managed not to lose her soul, an Olympiad in the Beltway, especially in the executive branch, takes a toll on anyone's character, what prospect would she have of succeeding McCain? None, because she'll be tainted in the public eye by the wars and crimes of the McCain administration. And don't count on McCain being a one-termer, by the way, regardless of his age. This is a man who for decades has dreamed of nothing else but being president. Why would he step aside after just 4 years? The last man to do that, after 5 years, actually, was Lyndon Johnson, who faced certain defeat if he had run again. Before him, Calvin Coolidge was the last president not to seek a second term, and McCain is no Coolidge. Palin, on the other hand, is reminiscent of somebody else, another attractive, inexperienced, but politically untainted newcomer who excited his party's base and seemed to represent something other than politics as usual, post-partisanship, if you will, to independent voters, or at least to the hype-minded press. Traditional conservatives are gaga for Ms. Palin, for much the same reasons that anti-war liberals thought they were in love with Barack Obama. The affair will end the same way. Since leftists discover that Obama isn't really anti-war at all, though next to McCain he looks like Gandhi, and independents are finding out that he's not so different from any other liberal Democrat. Palin is not a new kind of Republican.
He's just a lot more liberal than most liberal Democrats.
She is not a new kind of Republican. She's a McCain Republican, the number two McCain Republican in the country. Yeah, she's anti-abortion, but McCain's anti-abortion too. I mean, this again written obviously obviously to Republicans that are concerned about that. She supports the Second Amendment, on Republican terms at least, but so does McCain. Both of them rail against earmarks, which, like the tax reform frauds of yesteryear, is a ploy to distract anti-statists from what ought to be their goals, slashing taxes and not just restructuring them, and gutting federal spending, not just taking the power to allocate the money away from Congress and handing it to the president. Does anyone want to guess where Palin will come down on FISA and the Patriot Act? Palin puts a prettier face on the same old tired Bush-McCain agenda. This is not a new kind of politics. But then politics is never new. It's always organized expropriation justified with a nimbus of sanctimony. Save the children, the poor, poor African children. In practice, of course, it always means taking money out of your pocket to bomb somebody in a faraway country that has never posed a threat to you. The one novelty to the Palin phenomenon is this. She takes the American idolization of politics to a new level. We may become the first empire in history to select our rulers in a literal beauty contest. From Miss Wasilla 1984 to Miss America today and Miss World tomorrow, vote for the sexiest emperor or empress. Well, if you must vote, other things being equal, cast your ballot for the most repellent politician available. Let's have more stumpy, squinty, sausage-fingered Denny Hastert and Bella Asbugs. Or a Bugs. Inner beauty and outer beauty don't always accord, but let's do our best to see to it they do in politics. There shouldn't be anything glamorous about the class that inflates away our currency and stirs up hornets' nests around the world. It probably is no coincidence that the more presentable our blow-dried palls have become, the more complacent the public has grown. Which is why Sarah Palin may actually be worse than her superannuated running mate. No one has shown any substantial policy differences between the two of them. But whereas McCain is cranky, stale, and cadaverous, Palin puts a sweet, seductive smile on executive aggrandizement and perpetual war. She's a spoonful of sugar to mask the bitter taste of strychnine. But make no mistake, that's what a John McCain presidency will be. Lethal poison for what's left of our republic. And you're going to vote for him, huh, buddy?
Do you suggest that Barack Obama would be any less lethal?
I don't care, Mark. I won't vote for either one of them, so don't put me to that false dichotomy.
So what's the point? What's the difference? I mean, a vote doesn't count for anything, right? It's the likelihood that McCain is going to win by one vote in the state of New Hampshire. And
then what's the point in voting, Mark, if it doesn't count for
you're
anything?
Not voting. So what's the point in chastising me over voting?
I'm just telling
I'm
you.
I'm going to be there. All I'm saying
I
is
hope
that
you
there
can live with
are
yourself
these
after
four repellent people
you can live
that
with
you
yourself,
have one
sir.
Person that is slightly less repellent.
I hope,
seems
sir,
to have
that
a certain measure of integrity here. You've talked the whole damn time. Yeah. Shut up, would you?
Actually, it wasn't me. It was Daniel McCarthy at LouRockwell.com. To give credit where credit's due, and I just hope you can live with yourself after endorsing a man that wants to kill innocent people. There
I'll
you go.
Okay.
800-259-9231, and that's
no
the problem with you, Mark.
It's no endorsement.
You have no heart. It's Free Talk Live.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2. $4.99 a piece or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2 or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon holes for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. They include updates. Get signed up. We'll let you know whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That is updates.freetalklive.com.
If you have some meetings, I think you should, you know, coming up here in the near future, next week or two, try WebEx for free. You can, you know, have your little meeting online and, you know, web conference with the people. You wouldn't have to travel in an airplane or use up your gas in your car. They can see your desktop from their desktop. So you can show them a PowerPoint presentation. Just go to WebEx.com, enter promo code 600, that's 600, and start your free trial today. And you might very well get a webcam, too. They're giving those out while supplies last. That's WebEx.com.
800-259-9231. To your phone calls about what you want. Let's talk to Keith in Pennsylvania on the AMP line. Hello, Keith.
Hey, Free Talk Live. What's up?
Keith, what's on your mind, dude?
Hey, I made a delivery today, and I thought I'd tell you.
Okay.
Delivery?
Delivery for Free Talk Live.
Oh.
What do you mean?
I went into work this morning, and I caught up on the podcast, and you guys were talking about the lawn jailing, the threats for the woman having her yard above code.
Right.
So that turns out to be like three blocks from my house.
Really?
Coincident. So my blood was boiling about that, and when I should have been working, I figured, you know, I'm gonna snip out that segment and burn it to a CD, and I'm going to drop it off at their house. So while I was in the middle of doing that, and like I said, my blood was blowing, the borough official just coincidentally called me on the phone. and because I have an apartment in town, and they want to inspect it so that it's a safe rental. So this is one of my rentals, and And that's coming up in the next few weeks. So that's what she was calling me about. And she was, you know, asking me if it's okay, you know, for the end of this month. And I was...
So they're going to pawn this off. Hold on a second. They're pawning this off as though they're trying to protect you from an evil landlord, right?
Well, I am the landlord, so...
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I assure you I'm not evil.
I missed that point. I thought that you were the tenant.
No, I'm the landlord. So.
Okay.
So anyway, so coincidentally, right, you just happened to be talking about my hometown. The lady calls me. So in the middle of the call, I kind of cut her off, and I said, I hear you guys are threatening to put a neighbor of mine in jail for having their grass, their lawn too long.
Oh, no.
Too long. You know?
Oh, and that's not my department.
Yeah, she was, like, backpedaling about it, you know, and I said, no, it was on NBC10.com. That's the local Philadelphia, you know, news station. That's the source that you guys gave.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, it was on NBC10. I saw it, you know, and she's like, oh, well, I don't know about that. I could look into it, but I'm not really sure. And then I said, that seems pretty harsh, you know, to lock somebody up for having their grass too long. And then she just kept backpedaling. And she was saying, she gave me all this mumbo jumbo about all these different notices. I can't remember everything she said, but all these different notices that the person would have to ignore and it would have to go to this level of, you know, severity and blah, 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 before someone actually spent any jail time, you know?
Yeah.
So then I kind of put on a parody voice, you know, I kind of put on like the, you know, the redneck, I hate illegals voice, you know, that you
okay,
guys
did. Right.
I said, you know, people in this town should cut their grass, you know? And I said, if they don't like it, they can get out of town, you know? And I said, I thought it was in a parody, you know? But all of a sudden she relaxed. Like, I guess she thought that I was serious.
She thought that you were on her side, basically.
Yeah,
at that point?
But I was doing like a total jerk voice, you mm-hmm. know, like it was obviously a joke. But she was so nervous and, you know, backpedaling about it, about our conversation, that she just relaxed and
interesting.
You know, I figured that I'm on her side or, you know, whatever. I just thought it was funny. There was I left it kind of uncertain. Like I didn't confront her mm-hmm. directly.
There's no point in it.
Oh yeah, you definitely don't want to confront her directly when she's going to be coming out to inspect your house.
I know, but I looked up the address of the people, and I actually visited their house. The people with the lawn problem.
Yeah.
And
how's
I knocked
look?
On the door, and I said, yeah, I just did this, you know, 7 o'clock tonight. And I said, hey, I heard you guys had some trouble with your lawn. I said, I think it's ridiculous. And a young man answered. He said, yeah, that's us. And I said, I think it's ridiculous. I'm a neighbor of yours. And I just want you to know you were on a national talk show. And he got all excited, you know, like he was famous or something, you know. And mm-hmm. I gave him the CD.
Oh, cool.
But I cut out the part where you use the P word, and I cut out the reference to your AK upstairs.
Okay, you got to do what you got to do, man.
All right, and just want to give a shout out to Kurt in Michigan.
No shout outs. You're done for. 800-259-9231.
I think that was a jab at you, my friend.
That's the single CAI toll free line. That is, again, 800-259-9231. I think that's great, though, that he had reached out to those people that had been victimized by the government tyranny. The poor people, arrest warrant put out for the owner of the home where the grass had grown too tall.
And possibly a new household of fans of FTL.
You never know. I mean, what better time to experience the message of liberty than when under attack by the state, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't be any more open than at that moment. So let's continue with your calls about anything. It's Chris calling from Quebec. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, look, I've been sort of like following the elections down in the United States about Barack Obama and McCain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'm not allowed to vote over there, so it's not really in my business, but still in a way it is, because we have apparently two DEA offices in Canada, one in Ontario and one in Vancouver, which I think they have really no business in our country, because
yeah,
we don't...
I agree. I think you're right about that.
We don't settle our police force or anything like that in the United States, and they wouldn't let us anyways.
Right.
So I think it's totally out of their jurisdiction, and it probably has something to do with Mark Emery.
I'm sure it does, but it also has a lot to do with the fact that the Canadian politicians allow it to happen.
Yeah. Well, for certain drugs, I agree. You know, it's like, you know, like cocaine, ecstasy, and all that.
What about those drugs?
Well, I think they shouldn't be on the streets. You know, they shouldn't be anywhere.
But they are.
Yeah, right. I know.
So what are you going to do about it?
Well, there's not really much you can do about it.
That's
because,
true.
You know,
except
well,
put people in jail.
Right. If you support the, but you support the government's war on drugs, on those drugs?
Well, I don't really care for it because I don't do those kind of drugs.
You don't care for what? I don't understand.
Or about, you know, heavy narcotics like cocaine.
You don't
and
care
all that.
About you don't care about the millions of people that have been put behind bars because they had cocaine or ecstasy or something like that. You don't care about those people's freedom to
well,
choose for themselves.
Well, it's not about I don't care about those freedoms. I do care about them. Don't get me wrong. It's just that how can I say that? If I ask you, you know, about a sport that you don't really care about, you don't really, you won't really care.
Yeah, but this isn't
know?
A sport, sir. We're talking about these lives.
I understand.
But I still support you playing the sport. If you want to play curling or hockey or whatever it is that you want to do up there, you know, in Canada, I may or may not play, but I'm still interested in you being able to play,
right.
And I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't propose to tell you any of the rules of it either.
I understand, and that's what I'm trying to say. Look,
okay.
What I'm saying is that I don't do those drugs, so for me to follow up on, you know, what they do, those people that do those kind of drugs, you know, it's their business. Look, if they're leading a normal life...
No, I think you're missing the point here. What Mark is saying is that if you were to be playing some sort of sport that he had a fundamental disagreement with, he would still support your right to play that sport, and if there was some government person going out arresting you for it, he would stand up in defense of you, even though he didn't necessarily agree with you playing that sport. You're saying you could give a flip what happens to the people that get arrested for these crimes because it's none of your business. And that's two totally different situations.
Let me backtrack that,
go ahead.
Okay? Maybe I got on the wrong foot here. What I'm saying is that if people do kind of drugs like cocaine and all that and can't have a straight living, okay? You understand what I mean?
Straight by your definition, sir?
Well, what's straight by my definition? Look, I do drugs, okay? The only kind of drugs I do is marijuana. Okay?
Have you ever done cocaine?
Yes, I have.
Do you think you should have gone to jail for it?
No.
Okay.
Hang on. Yes, it is very simple. Let me go on first.
That's fine. We'll let you go on here in a moment. Hang on. 800-259-9231. More with Chris. We'll see what he's trying to get at here, because it sounds to me like he doesn't really care about the freedom of those people that use products different from his.
He wants to lock up bums and addicts.
We'll see, though. We'll let him clarify himself here in a moment. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnoses. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. And again, 800-259-9231, that number brought to you by SACL CAI. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, visit our promote page. Go to promote.freetalklive.com, and there you'll find all manner of different ways to get the word out about Free Talk Live, some of them on the Internet, some of them involving printing out flyers, as many of our listeners actually apparently have been doing over at the Ron Paul Convention. They've been handing out flyers with Free State Project info and also Free Talk Live info, and so there's a lot of different ways that you can help the show. Many of them are free. A few of them are very, very low cost. Get all the details at promote.freetalklive.com. So we go back to your calls. Chris, waiting patiently in Quebec. Chris, you were trying to explain your position on how you feel because you like the idea of maybe legalizing marijuana, but you said you're not so sure about the other drugs, and I wanted to make sure you got a chance to clarify how it is you felt about those the people that use those drugs and the legal status and all of that. So go ahead, sir.
Yeah, well, first, I didn't say that I'd wish that, you know, and I didn't say that they were bums or anything like that. I'd like to clarify that. But all I'm saying is that there are drugs that shouldn't exist, okay? First of all, I'm pretty sure you guys will agree with me, like cocaine, ecstasy, chemical drugs.
I like ecstasy, so no, I don't agree with you.
That's your choice.
And my opinion on it is it doesn't really matter whether I want it to exist or not. We're completely existing in a fantasy world.
Right. The coca plant is a natural plant, so I mean it exists, and yeah. So let's move on with that without that point. Go ahead, sir.
Look, all I'm saying is that they should legalize it, and I'm saying that a lot of money would be saved on the war on drugs and all that.
So you're saying you are now saying they should re-legalize all drugs?
Well, I didn't say all drugs.
Okay, which ones would you exclude?
I would say more like natural grown drugs. Something that wouldn't be chemically changed or anything like that. Like you take opium, opium is a plant. But if you smoke it off there and, you know, dry it for a couple of weeks, you won't really get high. You have to get, you know, change it and all that.
Would you outlaw Cheetos and Twinkies?
You have to think about that?
That's a no, I wouldn't. That's another subject.
That's not natural.
Well,
right?
It's not another subject in the sense that they're not natural foods. You didn't get them out of the ground. I mean, it's not a cucumber. Mm-hmm.
It's not a drug.
It's not a chicken.
Not a drug.
Understood, it's not a drug, but now
wait a minute, it's not a drug. Monosodium glutamate? I mean, anything that changes your chemical makeup
is
a drug, right?
I'm simply applying what you're saying from drugs to foods.
Geez, if you guys would apply it like that, everybody would get sick because there wouldn't be any medicine.
Nobody on this show is advocating anything be illegal. You should have the freedom to choose for yourself what sort of dangerous or not so dangerous substances you put in your own body. And the fact that you are out there saying that, well, you think some drugs should be legalized, but other drugs should remain illegal means you really should do a little bit more research. I don't mean to come down too hard on you here because you and I both used to be in a similar position as Chris. We both did not, at one time in our lives, didn't understand what the war on drugs was really all about. And, what I would suggest that you do, Chris, is that you look into prohibition and you learn about the consequences of what prohibition does, whether it be prohibiting alcohol, cocaine, ecstasy, or whatever it is.
Anyways.
Hold on a second. You look into prohibition and you learn that it creates unintended consequences that result in harming the very people that the prohibition was originally intended to help. So if you really care about people, you should do a little bit more research and dig into the war on drugs and find out why all drugs should be re-legalized and all drugs should be available in the marketplace to anyone who wants them. And I include prescription drugs. There should be no such thing as prescription drugs. They should just all be available over the counter to whoever it is that wants to purchase them, because that's what freedom, what freedom entails, the ability to make decisions for yourself without the threat of being thrown in a jail cell by somebody calling themselves the government. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Cheetos and Twinkies, but look, anyways, my why I was calling, okay?
Yes.
You guys, took it way off in another direction.
Well, when you advocate coercion, sir, that's what you're going to get on this show. Go ahead.
There you go. Yep. Now, what my question was at the beginning is, what is Barack Obama's thoughts on drugs? There you go.
Well,
I have no idea.
I don't imagine that he's come out, very strongly for the legalization of marijuana. I can't imagine that he does. That he has.
Not
he's,
during election time, I can imagine.
Yeah. It would seem foolish. However, he has said that he's done cocaine and marijuana and things like that. So.
So would it ease up the war on drugs?
Oh, I don't imagine. Doubtful. For a second. It seems like he likes the apparatus of the state, and I don't see a lot of evidence of any Democrat having done that.
You could always say that Democrats are a little more friendly to maybe marijuana legalization or something like
Democratic
that.
Democratic voters.
Yeah, Democratic voters, that's mostly the case. And even if Barack Obama came out tomorrow and said he supported legalizing marijuana, that wouldn't do anything for me. I wouldn't run out and vote for the guy because it's all about the total package. And the total package for both Obama and McCain is tyranny. Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate hearing from you.
And warmongering.
There you go, on both sides, exactly. 1-800-259-9231. We continue. Paula is on the line in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live.
Paula, how are you?
Hi, good evening. Boy, I tell you, you're right about what you just said. But the thing is, about these pharmaceutical drugs, they've just now put aspartame poisoning in all of them, all the way down to the children's liquid Benadryl.
Aspartame's in all that stuff?
Yeah.
It's in a lot of things, guys.
A single pharmaceutical drug, huh?
No, a lot of the over-the-counter ones do.
There's a class-action suit coming. Okay. But anyway, there's something I want to talk to y'all about. It's very important. I don't know if you've heard about this party, but it's called America First Party. Have you ever heard about
it? Yeah, I have heard of it. I don't know much about it.
Okay, we got the principles for this party, and I tell you what, it's exactly what we have to have, because, I mean, this is the way it should have been. You know, it was a long time ago, but it's gotten away from it. But anyway, if you'd like me to read some of this to you, I can.
Let's have a quick sample. Go ahead, Paula.
Okay, it says, preserve and protect our people and our sovereignty. Support a military whose mission is to protect our nation, not
to lead the world. You lost me already.
Strengthen our borders and promote rational...
Nope, you lost me. You lost... I'm way gone at this point.
Okay, it says, a mission to protect our nation, not police the world.
Yeah, I think that we should just break up the nation. I mean, I don't even know if there is such a thing as a nation. It seems more like a fantasy concept in people's heads. But if it does exist, it should be broken up into 50 smaller parts. And then I think we should break it down even further from there.
Well, they say every state has its own sovereignty.
Yeah, that's good. So why do we need that? What do they need a nation for? What's the point of that?
Well, I guess maybe it's because, you know, the way things have to be run, you need a leadership somewhere.
No, you don't. There are the hundreds
of the world.
Yeah, there's a few hundred countries out there, and they've all got different leadership, whatever that means, and they all manage to trade and get along on a generally okay basis. So I think we'd be fine if we broke up the country into several parts. I think we'd be A-okay. In fact, I think we'd be better off because then we wouldn't have as much centralization and central
control.
Yeah,
you might be right there.
Yeah. I think what goes on with those people, Paula, the people that you're talking about, this American party or whatever, I think that they're just sort of so in love with the whole original concept of the founding fathers. And they still believe in the whole idea of going back to the Constitution. And now I can understand where they're coming from, because I at one time felt the same way. You know, at one time in my life, I considered myself somebody that had an appreciation for the Constitution and all that. But now I've come to the conclusion that the entire federal government is a very poor idea, and we should do everything we possibly can to separate ourselves from it, whether it be at a state level or at an individual level, withdrawing oneself, one's consent from the federal government, as I think the one of the best things we can do to achieve liberty in our lifetime.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there's something mentioned in here about this. It said, sharper reducing the size and scope of the federal government to its limited powers under the Constitution, return control over
all
other matters.
It's a fantasy, though. It's a fine idea, but it's a fantasy, because how many times have you seen, even on the local level, how many times have local governments around the country gotten smaller? How many times have local governments slashed their budgets? How many times have local governments had any sort of principle in the way they do their business? It just doesn't happen. Governments get bigger. It's the nature of government. It's the nature of bureaucrats to want more bureaucrats to control beneath them. Administrative bureaucrats want to enhance their power. They want to increase their budget. They want to increase the amount of people that they can control as a part of doing their jobs. And that applies across local, state, and federal levels. And it just becomes more and more untouchable at a federal level. I mean, if you could turn around a local government, that'd be great. I don't think it's yet to been done. There have been a few spending measures that have been stopped here and there, but generally the progress or the regress or whatever is the way things are going is towards more government at all levels. So if you can't turn around your local government, really what chance is there to turn around the federal government? Realistically.
Well, the thing is, I mean, like they said, we can downsize the government, next to, like they said, the powers are in the Constitution, return over all other matters to the states. But you're right about a lot of this. But anyway, see, the family wants to dissolve the Democratic Party, and I thought, this sounded...
Let's dissolve them all while we're at it. Let's just dissolve the entire federal government. I think that would be the best thing that could possibly... That would be the best thing to happen to this country in the last couple hundred years.
Well, you might be right. We might not, might need to try this.
Yeah, let's focus our efforts locally and forget about the feds.
Give the family a call, would you, Paula?
Thanks for the call tonight, Paula. Appreciate hearing from you.
She's going to get this crap done.
She will. 800-259-9231, hour 3 is on the way. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. eChapter 1 has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapter1.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Orgon Kimball.